What Do You Have in Your House? By Casey Ladd. Let's pray. God, we come to you today, maybe with full hands, maybe with tired hands, maybe with empty hands. Whatever it is that this mom is coming to you with today, God, I pray that you would bless those hands. I pray that you would put your hands around her hands as she digs into your word. Even if she's busy and partially distracted while she listens, God, you're big enough. You have enough. And I pray that you would just make a way for the mom who is listening to this now to hear your voice. You're so faithful, and we love you, God. Amen. Our first passage is 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. Our second passage is Mark chapter 6, verses 37 through 44. But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Our missional family has the benefit of being keenly aware of God's faithfulness month by month. God gives us what we need when we need it, not more or less. There's always space for a miracle in our budget. There have been many times, including this week, when our deficit seems overwhelming. We prayed, we did the legwork, deadlines pressed, there was not enough. When the bankrupt widow cried to Elisha after she lost her husband and was about to lose her sons, he asked her, "What do you have in your house?" That's from 2 Kings 4, verses 2. When the disciples felt the weight of a hillside full of families unable to travel home with their hunger, Jesus asked, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." That's Mark 6, verse 38. The widow gave her 1 jar of oil, and a little boy gave his lunch. They put what was in their hands into God's, and it multiplied until every need was met. That same miracle happened to us this week on Facebook Marketplace. A large sum pressed hard. There were no resources. We looked at what we had and found one thing. It was not worth enough, but worth something. We put it in God's hands while posting it for sale. That same day, a Christ follower and perfect stranger to us purchased it for more than it was worth and asked if he could help raise more funds. Miracles on Marketplace, miracles in your workplace, classroom, traffic jam, dinner table, provision in your deficit. I'm praising God today because he's an everyday, everywhere, marketplace, what do you have in your house kind of God. When we don't see a way, he is the way. When there's not enough, he is enough. Listen to Jesus Culture's More Than Enough. I'm going to pray for your day today. Thank you, God, that you are truly more than enough. I pray for the mom who's listening today that you would stir in her heart and show her if she is someone who doesn't have enough, that you would help her have the faith to open her hands and give you what she has, whether it is her worship, whether it is her work, whether it is just doing that one more thing for her children, but give her the courage to do it. And God, if this, the mom who's listening now is the mom that has enough and has enough to share and to give, God, bless her as she gives. Give her the bravery and the courage to worship through giving because you gave to us. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.